Have you thanked God today? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Three universities cooperated in a research project where participants were told to choose between instant cash or get more if they waited. They found that gratitude induced them to hold out for a bigger reward. Simply gratitude. Likewise, if we thank God for all we have, ignoring what the world says we should have, we spend less and experience having more. Gratitude gets our focus off of ourselves. It eliminates the anxiety of coveting. It can reduce debt and the stress it causes. Plus, a grateful heart makes us more sensitive to those in need. Some people mistakenly think that God has failed them materially. That attitude is possible only when we allow Satan to convince us to compare ourselves to others. James 3:14-15 says, "If you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic." The primary defense against this attitude is to praise God. Satan uses lavish living and waste to create discontentment and selfish ambition. Why else would people strive to acquire more than they need or can logically use while destroying their health, their family, and their usefulness to God? Thankfulness is a state of mind, not an accumulation of assets. But until we can truly thank God for what we have and are willing to accept that as God's provision for our lives, contentment will never be possible. It reminds me of something C.S. Lewis said, "How good of God to give me this." Now that's gratitude. If you struggle with financial faithfulness, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit us online at crown.org.